Welcome to the 100% LCFC podcast, brought to you by our sponsors at ADT Taxes and loserpool.com, where losing is winning. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast on 100% LCFC. We're finally back. It's been a long one, to be honest with you. A bit of a boring summer, but it's all about Harry Maguire. Harry Maguire this, Harry Maguire that. Apparently had a medical on Monday and apparently had a medical on Tuesday. Will he have a medical today? Maybe he'll have one tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe at the weekend. Maybe he will just sign for Scunthorpe United. Who knows? Anyway, look, I've got a guest on today who's going to talk a bit about Perez, our new signing, and also a little bit about their new manager and what position they look like they're going to be in this summer, this season even. I've got the Magpie Channel, Matthew's here. Matthew, hello, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate, how's it going?
Right, let's fire away straight the way, mate. I'm not going to hold back. Perez, are you gutted about this or what?
Definitely good. He's been our top goal scorer for the last couple of seasons. He's the player that's made the difference, really, especially him and Rondon. If we didn't have them two, we'd be a championship team now. You know, we especially Rafa, matured him into the player that he is now, considering we signed him 5 years ago for 1.4 million from Tenerife, an absolute nobody. Got brought into the team, I think it was 2 years in, like 2016.
Yeah, 2014, yeah. 2019 at Newcastle, 179 appearances and 42 goals.
The last couple of years when we've really started to see him progress, because he showed glimpses throughout like the Steve McLaren era, and in the Championship he always seemed maybe a bit too lightweight. But in recent times, when Rafa's been able to bring players around him that suits his style of play, he's done really well. He's often been put out of position, really. He's been forced to go out wide, and he's complained about that himself. But he's still nicked some very important goals for Newcastle, especially against Leicester.
Yeah.
He scored the King Power a few times already.
Yeah, you know, he's already scored for us. You know, first game, I know it's only a pre-season warm-up and stuff. You know, these games, you can't really look into them too much. But he got a goal, and, you know, that's only going to set him off, really, isn't it? Set him up for some more.
That was such a... You tagged me in that on Twitter, and that was such a Perez goal. You will literally see him score 10 of those a season.
Really?
Yeah, that's where he's best at, just getting on the end of crosses and just flicking them in, like naturally instinct to score a goal. Yeah, because sometimes when he gets fed the ball into the box, he takes too long. And when he's got too much time to think about something,
yeah,
he delays and dies and gets tackled. But when he's fed the ball through and it's an instinctive snapshot, that's when he's at his best.
When he lobbed
Schmeichel. Yeah. When he lobbed Schmeichel, that was a great goal. That was a quick thinking.
Fast, yeah. He's going to get a lot of these balls going towards him from Tielemans and probably James Maddison as well. Would you say this is definitely rubbing the hands for Leicester in terms of excitement going forwards? Because we've been worried for quite some time about what we're going to have as an attacking threat, because we've only got Jamie Vardy up front. Because every time we put a striker on other than Jamie Vardy, they're pants, right? Inacio's just done. We've got to get rid of him. He's Edward. We've had Slimani again. He's just not really proven anything. And I think you guys even took him on loan as well, and you thought he was...
We had him, yeah.
You thought it was dog shite as well, right?
Yeah. Oh, so bad when he just... I was surprised as well, because he was highly rated from abroad and he was linked to some big clubs. And when we signed him, I thought, give him a chance. But as soon as he stepped on the pitch, he just looked so out of his depth.
Yeah, it just don't suit the Premier League, and I don't know what it is, because he's massively, you know, got a massive fan base at Sporting Lisbon, so I don't understand it myself. But do you think...
I think he's too like the Bundesliga or something, Slimani.
Yeah, but do you think now, Matty, that we don't need to look for another striker now, because we've got like a side striker in replacement of Perez?
I think, honestly, like the position you lot are in, Leicester fans... Only Newcastle fans could dream of that at the minute. A club that's showing ambition, signing some very good players, building a very good attacking technical team, a young attack-minded manager, and Brendan Rodgers. Everything seems to be falling into place for Leicester City, and I could tip some big things next season if you lot really could. I think top six.
Yeah. I've put a tenner on.
Top six. you're pushing into that.
I've put a tenner on to win it. Am I being too ambitious?
I think I was once in a lifetime, mate. You've had your go, haven't I? Stop being greedy.
Oh, wait, lightning does happen twice. I've seen it. I've seen it strike in the same place twice. You never know.
You never know. I think with the likes of, you know, Arsenal and that, not struggling the same players, and
exactly.
Chelsea are going through a transitional period with Lampard, and that, I think there won't be a better time for Leicester to maybe break into it.
Now, Matty, you just mentioned about Newcastle and the dream of Leicester's position right now with Brendan Rodgers, the King Power branding behind us. There's not a lot of money pumped into it, but we have got a decent backing. We've got ambitions for an extension on the ground and £100 million training facilities that are still...
Training ground.
Yeah, they're being built as we speak. They're like state-of-the-art stuff. I don't know if you've seen it or not. If you haven't, check on my...
Seen bits, yeah.
Check on my YouTube. I've made a video on it. It's quite good. Talk to me, why is it so ambitious for, you know, in your eyes compared to what's going through at Newcastle? Because obviously we know the news right now, you've got a new manager. How do you feel about the new manager? I seen you on Sky Sports the other day, as well as the fans as well, and it's all about Newcastle at the minute. The news is just Newcastle, Newcastle, Newcastle because of Steve flipping Bruce. Talk to me,
because
mate.
It's turned into a horror movie, huh? Because it's turned into an absolute horror movie on Tyneside. It's like a theatre gone wrong in it. I mean, going from Rafa Benitez, a Champions League winner, to a Championship mid-table manager and Steve Bruce, man. It's like going from drinking fine wine to a mouthful of piss. I mean, what's going on? How has Steve Bruce got another job in the Premier League, honestly?
Fine wine.
It just shows the direction.
Oh, mate.
Fine way to piss, mate. Yeah. Millionaire to homeless, you know what I mean?
Is there anything that you guys are going to do this season, the fans? Are you going to finally, you know, put your fingers up to Mike Ashley and not go? I can't see that happening because Newcastle fans are so bloody passionate and you've got such a great fan base. I just can't see you guys just walking out of the club. I can't see it.
Well, that's it. That's why Mike actually knows he can take the mick, because of how passionate Geordie's on, how much they live and breathe the club. But at the end of the day, it is actually starting to turn the tide, because 15,000 season tickets haven't been renewed this summer.
I've seen you share that on your Twitter.
That's the first time ever. It's normally so hard to get a Newcastle season ticket. You can get, you know, maybe a few hundred, a thousand or something, right in the gods where you way fans sit, but you never ever get the spaces that are available this year, like pitch side, behind the goal and things. Out to 15,000 not to be there, it's great in the sense that hopefully it is a finger up Rashie, and it's a wake up call, and hopefully he fucks off.
15,000 season tickets, guys. Can you imagine that, Leicester fans? It's mental. You know, people are lucky to get them on general sale.
Exactly.
Oh man. I don't know. I don't know what Mike Ashley is doing at your club. I honestly don't know. You know, with the King Power branding, they back our club. They not just back our club, they put so much into the city as well. You know, the hospitals and the charities and just supporting the community as a whole, you know. And they take part in a lot of other stuff as well that you wouldn't even know. You know, they run competitions for the kids and all sorts in different sports like polo and God knows. It's honestly, it's insane. What the King Power does for Leicester as a brand, it's insane. And I am sad to see what Mike Ashley is doing to you guys. I don't know how you're gonna get out of this, to be honest. I really don't.
I think it's gotta get a lot worse before it gets better. I'm afraid, honestly, I don't see it. Some fans are hoping for relegation.
Really?
For the sense that then he'll go, because if Mike Ashley's picking up Premier League TV money, that's why he's not leaving, because he's not investing any money in the club, so that the 140 million that he's getting, he's just in his back pocket, straight into other businesses and failing high street change that he can rejuvenate, and then he's just constantly growing more money thanks to us.
He's just using you as a more or less like a growth in a way of for his own pockets, isn't he? He's not giving you guys it back. Now, I seen a video, I think it was about 96, I think it's Kevin Keegan. I think it was you that shared it actually about the fans buying the match day magazines, the tickets, the t-shirts, the shirts, you know, everything, and it goes back into the club.
Yeah, how we afforded the same Shearer, because it was due to the fans.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, That's now gone, right? That's just completely gone. It's nothing about the fans anymore. I'm assuming that no matter what you guys do, I'm sure there's been something that you guys have done to try and show Mike Ashley how much of a prick he is at the minute. Is there any one of you guys, because you're a big channel, can't you guys sort of get something together and, you know, I don't know, start petitioning and stuff? You should surely be able to do something by now.
Well, that's why there's a massive cut. Us and the Magpie group, which we're not affiliated, but he's reached out to me on Twitter as well, so we can like help each other's audiences.
Yes.
There's many groups now that are circulating for hashtag boycott Arsenal, which is obviously gathered momentum and pace.
Huge.
Like that's what Sky were covering yesterday. They're saying, like, especially when the game's at home and on Sky, just support local businesses, local bars. Watch it in Newcastle, watch it in the City Centre, maybe go protest before and after. I would say St. James' Park, but don't enter St. James' Park. Don't give Mike Ashley your ticket money, the beer money, the food money inside the ground, the shirt sales, etc. And those are the steps that you have to take.
Hitting where it hurts.
Because that's the only thing he understands. He's defined by greed, and that's the only thing that's going to affect him.
Okay. Less about Mike Ashley, because it's a depressing one for you, I can imagine. I'm gutted as well, mate. I love Newcastle. I really do. And a lot of Leicester fans do. A lot of Leicester fans have been talking about you as well on some of the forums and stuff, like I said, on Facebook and all sorts. And I just hope that you guys can definitely stay up. I don't think it's going to happen. I think you are going to be one of favourites to go down.
Definitely, unless something happens in the transfer window. I mean, we all link to breaking with transfer record again. Not that much. It's only 21 million. I'm going to be signing Joe Linton from Hoffenheim, Brazilian striker, for 35 million. I could see Ashley maybe making two or three signings like that to try and get fans back on his side. But at the end of the day, those signings are going to be managed by Steve Bruce. So we're really going to expect.
Steve Bruce, that name.
Steve. Look,
Leicester City. We are, like I say, we are pushing. I'm hoping we're going to push for the top six. You've already said that we could probably break into that top six. Is there any other sides other than Leicester City that you think will, you know, be breaking that barrier? I'm going with Wolves, personally.
Yeah, that was the one I would pick. Absolutely. Yeah, we just got beat off in 4-0 the other day. So that was good. I thought I'd beat you to it. Wolves, they're probably going to strengthen again. Exactly the same as you. They've got owners with ambition. They're not exactly, you know, like you as well. Don't spend extreme amounts, but they're very astute in the players that they do bring in. Again, they've got another young, positive manager in there who likes to play football the right way. I think if anyone, it would be Wolves. Because West Ham spent a bit of money yesterday, didn't they, on that Haller, the striker from Germany?
It's starting to get interesting where all this is going, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of fake news as well about, you know, the whole Harry Maguire thing. You know, that's been going on for quite some time now. Do you think he'll go? Do you think Harry Maguire will go?
I do think he will go. I mean, unless I am believing the fake news, but like you say, every day he's meant to be joining and every day nothing happens. So maybe you know something more than me, but from the outside looking in, it definitely looks like a matter of time, like when, not if. Because I thought when I read, unless this was the fake news, but this was Sky as well, where they said that you were getting Lewis Duncan as his replacement. I could totally see both those things happening.
Well, £45 million for Dunk, mate. Come on. It's a lot of money. I know, I'm saying a lot of money. £80 million for Maguire is a lot of money, but we're in a position where we don't even have to sell him. He's on contract for 4 years. We've held a player before, like Mahrez. We've held him back a season. You know, Vichai, bless his soul, held his ears. Sort of sure you seen that photo of him holding his ears, saying you're going nowhere.
True.
So at the end of the day, Leicester have got all the power at the end of the day. And if Man United really want the player, they've got to reach Leicester's fee, which is a premium of being an English centre-back, because he's in the England squad. You know, that already adds a premium. Mm-hmm. And then there's the 4-year... deal where we don't need to get rid of him, so whack a price on him. So maybe Dunk 45 mil, maybe the premiums from being an English player as well. I don't know
exactly. I mean, he is uncapped, but it, if you look at it, it's half of Maguire, so he is half the player ish.
Yeah.
Maybe that being a bit harsh, so maybe it isn't in this day and age, it's probably about right, you know, because it's absolutely nuts when you think about it.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I've also seen fake news about you laugh at this one. Phil Jones. Man United are teasing Leicester. Man United are teasing Leicester with Phil Jones to sweeten the deal with Harry Maguire.
I think that's going the opposite way. It's sweetening the deal, and I'm sure that's going to put you off.
Jesus. You know, it's just mad. Oh, dearie me. I don't want...
Phil Jones is the type of player I would expect Steve Bruce to sign.
Hey, you never know. You never know. He could be a Newcastle centre-back yet.
Captain next season, eh?
Listen, it was great to have you on, mate. If you if you're doing some content later on down the line when we're playing you, are we playing you nearer to the Christmas time? I can't think when the fixture is with Leicester Newcastle.
I think it is. I was just having a quick think then. I think it must be until about November at least. I can't remember you seeing you pop up in the upcoming 10 games. I don't think.
Well, we'll have to do something when the fixture comes around. We'll have to do something, mate. We'll have a bit of a chat.
Yeah, 100%, yeah, 100%.
And maybe get you on, or you can. I'll jump on yours, whatever. Thank you. No,
definitely.
We can follow you on Twitter at
MagpieChannel_.
Okay, and on YouTube, your channel. I'm going to put in
the Magpie
notes,
channel,
but it's just the Magpie channel.
Yeah, that's the one with the Magpie channel.
Make sure you guys all follow Matty on Twitter and also subscribe to his YouTube channel. I was gladly back today on the 100% LCFC podcast. It's been a while. Thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes and on SoundCloud. And a big thank you to Peter's Pizzeria, ADT Taxis, Everard's Tiger, The Fox's Arms and Loserpool. Thank you, guys. I'll see you on the next show. Cheers, mate. See you on the next episode. Cheers, guys.